Hastings College basketball is on the air.
Now here's a steal. Frankie Peterson with a steal for Hastings. He drives it back the other way against Blackman. Stops, puts up a shot. It's around the rim. Down.
We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Ed, good afternoon. Welcome to the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City this afternoon. It's day number two of the NAIA National Championships. Hastings College getting set to take on Ashford University here this afternoon as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach played just well enough yesterday to survive, and that's what we got to do when we get to the national tournament.
Yeah, you know, we saw a good team and a team that Ryo was a tough matchup for us. They played a lot of big bodies. They kind of had three posts in there a lot and three guys that could kind of bang in the paint and you know that's a little bit of a tough matchup for us in that we generally play four guards. So we had a lot of times we had our guards trying to defend in the paint and I think they had an advantage on us 42-18 or something like that in the paint. So it was a tough matchup for us. And I thought our kids did a really good job of battling and as much as they did score in the paint, I thought our kids did a good job of making those catches tough, making shots difficult. They didn't really take very many perimeter shots, period. So, you know, it was a good defensive effort, a great rebounding effort on our part. I thought we really did a good job of keeping bodies off of boards and making sure that we were crashing and doing our job. That we, you know, we've done a really good job on the boards all season long and just kind of continued that yesterday. So it was a good effort for us. I thought offensively we were a little bit tight, a little bit nervous maybe, especially in the first half. And, you know, I mean, that's a little bit to be expected. Hopefully today we can kind of settle down and value the ball a little bit better and execute our stuff.
You had 26 turnovers in the ball game yesterday. Was just a case of the nerves here in the national tournament?
Yeah, I think so a little bit, you know. And then their quick little guard does a really good job of creating enough pressure to make you make some bad decisions. But you know, some of them were silly turnovers and kind of unforced and especially in the first half, I thought some of those were due to nerves. We had 14 in the first half and several of them were kind of unforced. So, we were trying to push it and attack them in transition. And a few of them came out of that, just getting a little ahead of ourselves or pushing it a little, quicker than we could actually convert it. So, you know, it's one of those things that as a coach, you look at it and you're a little bit disappointed in the turnover situation. But, you know, it's one of those things where we were trying to force them to play a full court game. And sometimes that happens.
You mentioned the rebounding. That was one of the better rebounding teams in the nation. You out-rebounded them 48-33 yesterday. That was huge in the ballgame.
Yeah, it was just multiple efforts. Sometimes by, you know, our guards were in there crashing, you know, getting tips on rebounds and kicking them back out. And, you know, we talked about before the game that's one of those things. Rebounds is just wanting it more than the other team. And I thought we did a great job of crashing and battling for rebounds. I there was probably 6 to 8 times where it was a jump ball off of a rebound because they're physical too. And you know, so we were trying to rip them out of there, but they were doing a good job of tying us up once in a while. But like I said, I thought we did overall a really good job of just banging on the boards and getting bodies on bodies, which is something we talked about yesterday in the pregame show.
Chelsea Morton, huge in the ball game yesterday, 10 points, 5 rebounds. I think she had a steal in there, had a block shot in there, had a great second half, had that big three-pointer late in the ball game when we were kind of scrambling a little bit.
Yeah, she was clutch yesterday, and, you know, that's kind of been the story of our season, Mike, where, you know, Jamie's kind of our mainstay offensively, but we've had different kids step up in different games, and whether it's Chelsea Morton or whether it's Rachel Jeldon or Sierra or Abby Jackson had a great first half, especially yesterday. You know, we've had Michaela's obviously stepped up in some games and Tika. I mean, I could go down the list and that's something that when you get in these kind of games, you're going to have, you know, kids make shots and make plays. And you know, that's probably one of the main reasons why we're where we're at right now is because we've had different kids step up and that's part of a good team and being a part of a good team. And you know, we have 8 to 10 kids that are capable on probably any given night to score in double digits.
Sierra got into foul trouble, did not play a whole lot yesterday. I think 13 minutes in the ball game. You had some kids step up there. Rachel Jeldon, you mentioned her, that played quality minutes yesterday.
Yeah, Rachel Jeldon, actually Alex Edwards stepped in and played some at the five position, which, you know, if you're playing a team that's undersized, it's not a big deal, but that definitely wasn't the case yesterday, and I thought Alex did a great job of coming in and giving us some key minutes when we were kind of in trouble in that five spot. So, you know, Sierra, it was unfortunate. There was a couple of them that maybe were questionable, but Rachel Jeldon obviously has been consistent for us all season, and like I said, to have Alex step in again, that's just one of those things where because we need, you know, that body in there at that time, it was huge for us, and that was one of the keys of the game really for us, was being able to manage that situation when Sierra was in foul trouble early.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Ashford as our pregame show continues after this.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey, moving.
Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Hastings College head women's basketball coach Carrie Hofstetter. Hastings in Sioux City, round two of the national tournament here today. Ashford University, your opponents today. It's not what everybody expected here in the second round, but I guess that's just the case of the national tournament. Sometimes you got to scramble. It makes things hard for you.
Yeah, you know, Ashford played really well yesterday, and, you know, they jumped out on Indiana Wesleyan really early. I think they had a 24-2 lead at one point. Indiana Wesleyan didn't look like themselves, and Ashford had a lot to do with that, I thought. They did a great job of attacking them. You know, they're not big necessarily. I think their biggest kid is 5'10", but they have some big bodies, and they have some balance. They have, you know, two or three kids that shoot threes pretty well, and they're good basketball players. They run motion and they make reads and they try to take advantage of your mistakes. And I thought they did a really good job of that yesterday against Indiana Wesleyan.
Did they send you scrambling, maybe preparing for this ball game after what they got done in the opening round?
Not really. You know, obviously in your mind you think you might be playing Indiana Wesleyan, but you know me, Mike, I'm not much of a preparer in advance. So, you know, it's one game at a time for me. And so we didn't do any, you know, prep work on Indiana Wesleyan. It was a little bit surprising that Ashford, you know, upset them, but it didn't set us back any. It's kind of our plan to wait until we finished the game last night to move on to the next round.
Kind of look at their roster, their stats. Nothing really strikes out. They shoot the ball halfway decent. They shoot the ball from three-point territory halfway decent. Other than that, not a whole lot of information coming out of Ashford.
I think they're really solid. You know, they're solid and they're really well coached. Kelly Kruger does a great job, you know, of preparing them, and they know scouting reports. They know tendencies. They'll try to take some things away from us. They'll you know which of our kids are going to really look for shots and which ones aren't, and try to help off of certain kids. And you know, we've got to kind of make sure that we've got five guys on the floor who are an offensive threat the entire time. You know, if they're going to try to play 3-on-5, we've got to take advantage of that and make the right reads and put people in the right situations where they can be successful.
So we're into the second ball game of the national tournament, and we just kind of talked yesterday. We just got to play our game, and we should be all right today.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those games where, you know, I would guess that they're going to probably at some point maybe go zone on us, 2-3 zone. they may, you know, really try to clog the paint and force us to make shots from the outside. Those are a couple of my guesses. There's really, once you get here, there's really nothing that you haven't seen. Everything that they're going to be doing to us is stuff that we've seen. It's just, it comes down to execution, both on the offensive end and on the defensive end. We're going to have to bring a lot of energy. I think we're still going to have to be great on the boards again tonight. They had a kid that had 16 rebounds, and number 32 had 16 rebounds last night. So it's going to be one of those games where, you know, we've got to be tough. We've got to be communicating through the screen action. There's not a lot of sets. They run a few, but not a bunch. So we're going to have to really be working well together and making sure that we cover up their action.
All right, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
Kerry Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. It's Ashford University and Hastings today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Kerry Hofstetter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
America, last year, we did not get your billion back. We got your billions back. So many billions, we started thinking, this isn't tax season. This is refund season. And nobody gets more of your money back than Block. Guaranteed. Get your billions back, America.
Based on maximum refund guarantee, not everyone gets a refund. For details, visit hrblock.com.
Tonight, we take you to Sioux City for the NAIA Division II Women's National Tournament.
Here's a Holly Hill, dribble penetration, kicks it out, Tika Thompson for three, shot good.
It's a place the Hastings College Broncos have been to 15 times before.
Yeoman with a rebound, gets it away now to Jackson. Jackson out to Tika Thompson, flying back the other way for the Broncos. Thompson, the free throw line, drives it down the lane. Scoop shot is up there and in. Tika Thompson drives it in the hole and scores as she goes coast to coast.
Three national titles, one runner-up, one team that knows what it takes to dance and advance.
Tika Thompson goes inside to Williamson. Her pass to the far side. Three-pointer by Berry is up and in. But Kayla Berry knocks down a three-pointer. She got 12 points in the ball game.
It's Hastings College basketball, national tournament basketball, and it's on 1230 KHAS. Now, let's take you live to the Tyson Event Center, where KHAS Radio Sports Director and voice of Bronco Sports, Mike Will, is standing by.
Hi again, everybody. Welcome to the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City tonight. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHIS. Broncos in the second round of the national tournament today. Hastings will take on Ashford University, the Saints, out of Clinton, Iowa, in this second round matchup. Kind of a surprise matchup. Hastings was maybe anticipating a matchup with Indiana Wesleyan here in the second round, but Ashford knocked off the second-seeded Indiana Wesleyan squad yesterday by the score of 66-50. Ashford coming in 25-7 on the season. Hastings College at 23-8. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings College will go the same way he started last night. Chelsea Morton, Abby Jackson, Holly Samuelson, also Jamie Van Kirk and Sierra Williamson. Ashford University will go this way with Kayla Brantner, a 5'7" junior. Also Quinn Rear, who's a 5'8" senior, getting his starts. We'll also see Sarah Volzel, who is a 5'8" sophomore. Also Brittany Cross, a 5'10" junior. And also Madison Wagner, who's a 5'8" senior in the starting lineup here tonight. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and a 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings again in the homestanding whites here tonight. They'll be Lynn trimmed and lettered to the crimson. It'll be the black uniforms for
the Saints of Ashford. They'll be trimmed and lettered in the purple here tonight. The ball is double tapped. It's into the backcourt. Hastings controls the opening tip. The second round action underway here at the national tournament in Sioux City. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right. Abby Jackson will start things off for Hastings. Goes on the wing down to Van Kirk, who scored 26 last night. Throws up her first three. It's going to be too long, no good, but a long rebound comes out here. Morton grabs the ball, now to Van Kirk. Over to Jackson on the wing. Abby holds it. Bounce pass is going to be kicked, and it's going to be Hastings playing it in on the far sideline. Ashford, a team that averages 67 points per ball game on offense. They give up 59.9 on the defensive end. Just studying the facts and figures, I think Ryle Graham, the team we saw last night, maybe a much better team that we're going to be seeing here today against Ashford. However, you got to come and play the game. Just ask Indiana Wesleyan, the team that lost to Ashford yesterday in the opening round. Here's Jackson from the corner. Shot's going to be up there no good. The ball's going to be poked to the corner. It goes out of bounds. The officials looking to get the ball here on the Hastings end. So the Broncos are playing things in. Hastings, a team that's averaging 73 points per ball game on offense. They give them 65 on defense. Hastings won their 34th game of the national tournament yesterday. Hastings now has a mark of 34 wins and 13 losses here in the national tournament with three national championships. There's a shot by Sierra Williamson right in front of the basket. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Saints of Ashford as they run her back the other way. This is a Madison Wagner down to the left side. A shot for three from Quinn Rehr is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Chelsea Morton. Now to Abby Jackson. Streaking back the other way to Samuelson in the corner. Sizes up a three. Takes it. Her shot no good. Rebound is loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And they give the ball to Ashford. Ashford, the Association of Independent Institutions Tournament Champions. They're an independent school over in Clinton, Iowa. Then they play in an independent tournament at the end of the season for a right to move on to the national tournament. They picked up two wins in that tournament, winning over Johnson and Wales 74-69. And winning over Northern New Mexico to qualify 65-62. It's a school of about 750 students located in Clinton, Iowa. Hastings and Ashford were still scoreless. We're 2 minutes into the ball game here. Hastings and Ashford in the second round of the national tournament. Ashford has got the ball. This is Brantner. Underneath the basket, goes up. Her shot is going to be no good. And the ball ripped out of there by Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk with the ball. Sent it to the far sideline down to Abby Jackson. Abby hesitates, now drives it inside the three-point circle. Comes out here to Samuelson, top of the key, now to Chelsea Morton, moves it over in the wing. That's Jackson with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside. Sierra Williamson has got it. She has it knocked loose and is picked up here by Ashford. Turnover on Hastings. That's Brantner with the ball now for Ashford. The Saints coming back the other way. Rodriguez has got the ball. Drives it down the lane. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Sierra Williamson. Williamson gets away to Jackson on the far sideline. Abby brings it back to the center of the floor, stops at the top of the key, gets it to a Chelsea Morton just to the left of the circle. Cross-court pass comes down here deep in the right corner. Jackson has got it, works against Rodriguez, takes the ball into the paint. There's a bounce pass down on the baseline. A shot up there, no good by Sierra Williamson, and the ball is brought down here by the Saints. Ashford has got the ball. We're still scoreless in this basketball game. 17:42 to play here in the first half. From the Tyson Event Center, Hastings in a man-to-man defense. On the wing is Wagner. Drives it there against Williamson. Can't go up for the shot. Madison Wagner has got it. Moves it down to the free throw line. Steps back. Throws up a shot. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Sierra Williamson. Who wants to win this ball game? We're still scoreless. We're 3 minutes into the contest. We're tied at 0-0. Here's Hastings with the ball. That's Samuelson. Moves it over here to Van Kirk. Van Kirk works it against Rodriguez. Van Kirk moves it down on the baseline, goes for the hole. Shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Brittany Cross got a block. That's her 35th block of the season. So Brittany Cross gets a block in the attempted shot there by Rachel Van Kirk. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 17:04 to play here in the first half. We're still scoreless here in the second round of the national tournament. Holly Samuelson's pass comes inside and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Brantner, so Hastings turns them all over for the second time here in this first quarter of play. Ashford University has got the ball out here in 3-point territory. That's a Samantha Rodriguez with the ball. Down to the high right side, that's Madison Wagner. To the top of the key, they get it to Ashley Drain, who's into the ball game now. Drain sends it over to Rodriguez. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there, the first turnover on Ashford here in the ball game. Chelsea Morton comes back. Kicks her back out here to Samuelson. Comes across the top to Jackson. She drives it down the left side of the lane toward the goal. Her shot's going to be blocked down And the ball is taken out there by Ashford. Ashford has got it. 16 and a half minutes to play. We're still scoreless in the basketball game. There's a Brantner with the ball out near the 10-second line to rear. Down to a Brantner. Moves it down in the corner to left side. That's Madison Wagner with the ball. Puts it on the floor. Dribble, sends it out on top to Rodriguez. Her shot for three is going to be up there no good. And the rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk back with the ball for Hastings. Pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Now drives it toward the hole. A running one-hander is up there and in. Jamie Van Kirk finally scores for Hastings at the 16-minute mark. We went 4 minutes without anybody scoring in this basketball game. Finally, Hastings College has got the lead. 2-0 is the score. Rodriguez has got it. Rodriguez comes across the top now. As Hastings stays with their man-to-man defense. Over on the right side, that's Ashley Drain with the ball. Drain comes out here to the top of the circle to L. Wagner. Wagner looking to penetrate, drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot over Morton is off of the mark, no good. Long rebound, Rodriguez has it for Ashford University. Samantha Rodriguez throws up a three. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk of Hastings. Broncos have a 2-0 lead here in this national tournament. There's a Van Kirk, drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. Looked like the last one. Off-balance shot. Falls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Her foul shot is up there and in, and she's fouling the play. Sierra Williamson got the offensive board and the putback, and Hastings is now out on top by a score of 4-0. The personal foul whistled here on Quinn Rear of Ashford. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on the Saints here in this first half of play. So the Broncos are out on top by a score of 4-0 here in the national tournament with Sierra Williamson going to the free throw line. She got into foul trouble last night and played only 13 minutes in the ball game against Rio Grande. Her free throw is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Rodriguez. Tika Thompson is into the ball game now for Hastings College. Also, Michaela Berry checking in there for the Broncos. Hastings with a lead. 4-0 is the score. There's Samantha Rodriguez with the ball out here. Bounce pass goes left side of the lane. That's a Vozel. She puts it up there right-handed. It spins out there. No good. Rebound comes down to Michaela Berry. Berry down the near sideline for Hastings. Comes into the offensive zone. Berry sends it out to Tika Thompson. Fakes the three. Dribbles down the lane. Her shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Ashford. That's going to be a Brittany Cross with a rebound. And she takes it down the right sideline. She had 16 rebounds yesterday in the win over Indiana Wesleyan. The upset win over second-seeded Indiana Wesleyan. Here's Rodriguez driving the ball in the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. Still loose. Finally picked up by Jackson. Abby Jackson with the ball down the near sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Drives it to the hole. Jackson puts it up there left-handed and scores. Abby Jackson scores for Hastings, and the Broncos are out on top by a score of 6-0 here in the ball game. 14:08 to play until halftime. So a low-scoring affair so far. Hastings has pitched a shutout here on the Ashford Saints. Here's Brantner with the ball. Comes here to the near sideline to get it over here to Cross. Back out on top now. Top of the circle, Quinn Rear has got it. Moves it over here. It's a Cross. Dribble penetration. Takes it to the hole and scores. Brittany Cross scoring. She had 7 points yesterday. She gets the Saints on the scoreboard at the 13:43 mark in the first half. 6-2 is the score. Hastings with a four-point lead. Broncos out of the ball. Van Kirk for three. Shot is up there. She leaves that one short. No good. Rebound Thompson. Follow shot. Good. Tika Thompson, the offensive board, and the putback. That's her first field goal. Hastings did an outstanding job on the boards yesterday as they out-rebounded around position 48-33, and that win over Rio Grande. Hastings off to a good start here today. 8-2 is the score over Ashford University. The winner plays tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in the Elite Eight of the national tournament. It's Ashford with the ball back in their offensive end. They're moving on the high right side. Brittany Cross has got it. Now to Rodriguez. Rodriguez looking to penetrate. She works against Tika Thompson, moves it down to the baseline, loses control of the ball. She picks it back up, then loses it again. It's picked up here by Van Kirk. A turnover on Ashford. That's her second of the ball game. Here comes Van Kirk, spins to the free throw line, goes for the rack. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Brittany Cross, and now we got a timeout. Timeout called by the Saints of Ashford. So we got a break with 12 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in the first half. It's Hastings 8, Ashford 2.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Oh, here's this for shooting numbers. Ashford, 1 out of 11 so far in the ball game for 9%. Hastings, 4 out of 14 for 28%. 8-2 is the score. Hastings out on top of Ashford University here this afternoon in the second round of the NAIA National Tournament. Sarah Volzel has got the ball now out here in three-point territory. Directs a little traffic out here and sends it over on the left side. That's a Madison Wagner. Wagner comes out on top to Quinn Rear. She holds the ball high above her head to the far sideline. Now to Drain. Ashley Drain working over there against Tika Thompson. Goes for the hole and her shot's up there and in. Ashley Drain scoring a field goal for Ashford. 8-4 is the score now. Hastings College in the lead. The Broncos have the ball. Here's Abby Jackson across the 10-second line. Bounce pass to Thompson. Back to Abby over here, right side of the circle. Jackson gets it to Michaela Berry. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Stops. Sends it over to Holly Samuelson. Now to Berry again. Entry pass. Knocked away from Jeldon. Rachel picks her back up out here to the top of the circle. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Michaela Berry with a ball. Berry gets away. Dribbles down the right side of the lane to the basket. She goes. Her shot is up there and in. Michaela Berry scoring right at the end of the shot clock. And the Broncos have the advantage now by 6. It is a 10-4 ball game. 11:40 to play here in the first half from the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena. We're in Sioux City, Iowa this afternoon for the 24th annual NAIA Division II Women's Basketball National Championship. Hastings has got the lead. There's Volzel with the ball. Volzel comes here to Madison Wagner at the top of the key. She drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Thompson, but a foul is going to be called. Tika picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first team foul, number one on the Broncos. Running extremely behind here today. We're about 45 minutes behind because of the length of some interesting ball games earlier today. We'll get some time at halftime to tell you about that. There's a shot from the free throw line by Madison Wagner. It's going to be up there and in. Hastings now has the advantage by a score of 10-5. Brittany Cross coming out of the ball game. Samantha Rodriguez comes back in there now for Ashford University. The Saints, 25-7 of the season, upsetting the number 2 seed Indiana Wesleyan yesterday. Second shot is up there. It is good by Madison Wagner. She's got 2 points in the ball game, and the Hastings lead is now 4 points at 10-6 here in this one. Here's Michaela Berry with the ball. Samuelson, top of the key. Jackson on the wing. On the left side, Jackson holds it. Dribbles once, sends it to Chelsea Morton inside the free throw circle. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Stops. Comes out to Berry. Now top of the key. One hands it over here in the right wing. Holly Samuelson now to Berry. Looks at the clock. Six seconds on the shot clock. Michaela Berry drops it down low to Jeldon. Her shot's no good, but she's fouling the play. Rachel Jeldon is fouling the play as Michaela Berry got her to the ball just to the right of the basket. And now it's going to be Jeldon going to the free throw line for Hastings. The personal foul is whistled on Wagner. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 2 on Ashford. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Rachel Jeldon. Jeldon had 2 points yesterday in the Broncos' 73-64 win over Ryal Grand. Jeldon is 63% foul shooter in the season. She is 53 out of 84 coming in here this afternoon. Hastings is a team hitting 72% of their foul shots, 41% from the field, and now 33% from three-point territory. Hastings is out on top by a score of 11-6 here in this national tournament ballgame. Second shot is up there by Jeldon. It is good, so she hits a couple of free throws, and the Broncos have the lead. It is now a 12-6 ball game. Here comes Ashford. Down the right sideline, that's a Brantner with the ball. Brantner dribbling with it over there on the far side against a Holly Samuelson. Brings it to a Wagner out here to the top of the circle. Down to Samantha Rodriguez looking to penetrate there and can't do it. Good defense by Chelsea Morton. Skip pass comes over on the left side to Brantner and she puts it in from 10 feet away. Caleb Brantner scoring there for Ashford. And the Saints staying with the Broncos. It's a 12-8 ball game here. Hastings has the ball. Samuelson comes down to Van Kirk. Her shot from the elbow is up there and in. Jamie Van Kirk scoring. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She had 26 yesterday. She's got a couple of field goals here for 4 points in this one. It's now a 14-8 ball game. Hastings College has got the lead. Playing the man-to-man defense on the far sideline is Sarah Volzel now for Ashford. Comes out to Rodriguez. Just to the right of the circle. Lobs the ball inside as Volzel turnaround jumper in the lane. Good. Sarah Volzel scoring there. He's averaging 14.8 points per ball game. She had 17 yesterday. And Ashford within 4 points again of Hastings. It is a 14-10 ball game. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Michaela Berry. Dribbling on the right side. Moves it down in the corner now to a Van Kirk. Rodriguez right in her face defensively. Here's Michaela Berry, takes off, dribble penetration, kicks it out to Samuelson for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Jeldon. Rachel got the rebound for the Broncos, resets the offense. A pass out to Van Kirk for three. Shot is short, no good. Rebound, Samuelson. Ollie Samuelson gives the Broncos another chance here. 14-10 is the score just by the halfway point of this first half. Ollie Samuelson, free throw line extended right side for the Broncos. Two-handed pass goes to the left. Berry for three. Shot is up there, it's good. Michaela Berry knocks down a three-pointer for Hastings. She's got 5 points in the ball game, and Hastings has opened up a 7-point lead. Now it's 17-10. There's a Brantner back with the ball now for the Saints of Ashford. Gets it to Madison Wagner. Wagner 25 feet away from the basket. Moves it on the left side down to Brittany Cross for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be too long. No good. Offensive rebound to Madison Wagner. Wagner dribble penetration. Bounce pass down low to Volzel. Her shot no good. Volzel gets the rebound. She pulls the ball loose from Chelsea Morton. Takes it down in the corner. Now she's trapped. Gets the ball away to Brantner. Brantner down in the lane. Her shovel pass on the right side is going to be no good. Brittany Cross goes up with a shot. She got the pass away to Brittany Cross. And Brittany was fouled in the play there. Personal foul is whistled on the Hastings. It's going to go on Samuelson. That's going to be her first. And going to the free throw line will be Brittany Cross. Cross is a 69% foul shooter in the season. She's 53 out of 76. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ashford is a team hitting 72% from the free throw line, 41% from the field, and 35% from three-point territory. The Ashford Saints are number 8 in the nation in three-point percentage. Here's the second one. It's up there. It is good by Brittany Cross, so she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Quinn Rear. First of two games for us tonight here on 1230 KHAS. At 8:45 tonight, we'll get you to Lincoln and the Boys State High School basketball tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia will be playing Battle Creek tonight in the semifinals in Class C2. We'll have the game for you right here on 1230 KHAS, beginning 8:45 tonight. So our Friday the 13th doubleheader special for you. College and high school basketball on 1230 KHAS. As an entry pass deflected away from Williams, and it goes out of bounds. And Hastings College will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. 17-11 is the score. We're in the first half here from the Tyson Event Center, Gateway Arena in Sioux City. Hastings trying to advance to the Elite Eight of the national tournament with a win. They would play again tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Here's a Michaela Berry with the ball. Berry puts it up there right-handed and misses. No good. Rebound is brought down here by Ashley Dream. A shot clock violation actually on Hastings there. A shot by Berry did not draw iron, so the shot clock expires. And now Ashford will play things in here in backcourt. Hastings will apply some pressure back here now. Ashford is a team that averages about 17 turnovers per ballgame. This is going to be Madison Wagner bringing the ball up now for Ashford. She's now crossing the 10-second line. They've got 19 left in the shot clock. They move the ball down in the corner now. Ashford is trailing the ball game by a score of 17-11. Brantner has got the ball. She works against Samuelson. Moves it over to Rear. Free throw line extended right side. Now top of the key again to a Brantner. Drives it on the left side of the lane. Her shot over Samuelson is going to be up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up and in. That's Sarah Volzel scoring there for Ashford. Volzel is 5'8" and a sophomore from Silver Lake, Wisconsin. 17-13 now. Ashford back to within 4 points with 7:14 to play here in the first half. There's Van Kirk down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she is fouling a play. No, an offensive charging foul. A charging foul there on Van Kirk. They wave the bucket off. So Van Kirk picks up the charge, driving down the lane. She went down underneath the basket. She's whistled for the offensive charging foul. It's going to be Ashford basketball as they come back the other direction. Trailing by only 4 points here in the ball game at 17-13. Hastings has turned the ball over 3 times so far in the ball game. Ashford has got 2. Broncos have a 4-point lead, 17-13. Brittany Cross has got the ball now. Brittany Cross comes out here in the 3-point territory. That's a Quinn Rear. Comes across the top to Brantner. Moves it back to the right side to Drain. Drain down top of the key to Madison Wagner. Fakes the three. Gets rid of it now to Quinn Drain. Rather, Quinn Rear. Her 3-pointer is going to be knocked down, but the ball is recovered here by Holly Samuelson. Samuelson brings it back for Hastings College over on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball on top of the key. Fires up a shot. No good. Rebound loose, and it's picked up here by Ashford. Quinn Rear has got the rebound for Ashford. Down to Brantner to the far sideline. We're down to 6:19 to play here in the first half. Hastings 17, Ashford 13. Brandner with the ball, comes out between the circles. The Vols all gets away, drives the ball down the lane. An off-balance shot is up there, no good, and she's fouling the play. And Volzel will go to the free throw line here for Ashford. So Sarah Volzel, who's an 86% foul shooter, will go to the free throw line. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Thompson. That's going to be, no, it's going to go on Holly Sandelson. That's going to be your second. A shot from the free throw line by Volzel is up there and in. She is number 9 in the nation in free throw percentage at 86%. She's 141 out of 164 from the free throw line this season. She had 17 points yesterday in their upset win over Indiana Wesleyan. There's the next shot. It's up there and in. So Volzel's now got 6 points in the ball game, and Al Carey wants to call a timeout. A timeout here with 6 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 17 and Ashford University 15.
If your car, truck, or van won't get up and go when you want it to, call Carnes Auto Repair. Carnes Auto Repair does complete service and repairs, including oil changes, electronic tune-ups, fuel injection, heating and cooling service, and brakes and exhaust work. Also full and self-serve gas. Carnes Auto Repair is open from 7:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, and 7:30 to 1 on Saturday. Carnes Auto Repair, 2nd and Elm in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's gonna deliver. They're at 604 South Burlington. So far in the ball game, Hastings hitting only 35% from the field. They are 7 out of 20. They're 1 out of 7 from three-point territory for 14%. Meanwhile, Ashford, they're hitting 5 out of 19 from the field. That's 26.3%. They're 0 out of 5 on three-pointers. So neither team really blazing the nets here in the first half of play. Hastings College has got the lead 17-15 over Ashford University. Ashford played a couple of teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this year, way back to begin the season back in November. Ashford, they beat Briarcliff by a score of 60-54 earlier this year. They lost to Morningside 55-26. So they're 1-1 against the GPAC here for the 2014-2015 season. First meeting ever here in the national tournament between Hastings and Ashford. And Kirk has got the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson with her back to the basket. Williamson maneuvers. Williamson puts it up there. The shot is no good. Does not draw iron, but the rebound comes down to Holly Hill. Now to Jackson, top of the key. Nice pass down to Williamson. Her shot is up there and in. Hastings gets another offensive board. Williamson gets the field goal. The assist to Abby Jackson. 19-15 is the score. Hastings down with a four-point lead. 5.5 minutes to play here in the first half from Sioux City this afternoon. Brantner has got the ball. Brantner under the forecourt. Moves over here on the left side. With the basketball here is going to be Brittany Cross. Brittany Cross directing some traffic down to Rodriguez. Out here between the circles. Picked up by Chelsea Morton. Rodriguez sends it over to a Madison Wagner. Wagner holds the ball. She's picked up by Holly Hild. Wagner drives the ball in the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. The officials look, and they give the ball to, let's see, Ashford's going to play it in. Ashford will get the ball knocked out of bounds there by Hastings. So the Saints will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hastings with the lead, 19-15. The winner plays again tomorrow night at 8 o'clock against either the top seed St. Xavier or the College of the Ozarks. That meeting is coming up later on tonight here in Sioux City. Madison Wagner has got the ball here for Ashford. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Goes over to Brantner. Holds the ball here against the Hastings man-to-man. Jackson right on her grill defensively. Brantner dribbling with the ball. Bounce pass comes over here on the wing. That's going to be Rodriguez. Drives the ball in the lane. Spins. Goes for the basket. Puts it up there. Left-handed shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up and in. Brittany Cross got the offensive board and the putback. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. 19-17, Jackson back the other way. Her shot no good. Tip try no good. Rebound Jackson on the baseline. Abby brings it back out into the three-point territory. Circles around, brings it out here between the two circles. There's a feed over in the left wing. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball around the screen. Jamie Van Kirk now to Jackson on the far side. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Turnaround jumper is up there, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and the officials give the ball to Ashford. Last touchdown there by Holly Hill of Hastings. So now Ashford University can come back and actually grab the lead here with a three-point field goal. 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Ashford giving Hastings everything they want here in the second round of the national tournament so far. Here's a Samantha Rodriguez with the ball. Sends it over the far sideline. Now to Wagner. Wagner brings it back to Rodriguez for three. Shots off of the back iron. No good. Rebound chased down in the corner by Holly Hill. Hill has got it for the Broncos. Now to Jackson. Right-handed dribble brings it across the timeline. Jackson sends over to Van Kirk. 4-3. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound tapped to the corner. It's picked up here by Brantner. Brantner has got the ball. Caleb Brantner for Ashford University. She'll bring the ball up now against Jackson into the forecourt. Brantner to the far sideline. Looking. They got 17 seconds on the shot clock. Now to Rodriguez down in the corner. Long-range jumper is up there. Spins out of there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Chelsea Morton. Martin gets it away now to Van Kirk. Wayside dribble across the 10-second line. Drives it down the left side of the lane. She's stopped there. Kicks her back out here to Abby Jackson at the top of the key. Now to Van Kirk again on the far sideline. Van Kirk moves it down on the baseline, reverses the ball, and gets it to Morton. Now to Abby Jackson out here at the top of the circle. Right side to Holly Hill. Now to Williamson. Baseline jumper. She hits the side of the glass. No good. Williamson gets the rebound out to Jackson for three. She buries a big three-pointer. Abby Jackson buries a big three after Williamson's shot hits the side of the glass. Sierra got the rebound back, sends it out to the top of the key or just to the left of the top of the circle. And Abby Jackson buries a big three. Hastings out on top now by 5 points. It is 22-17. We got 2 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the first half of play. Here's a Samantha Rodriguez with the ball. Lobs it down to Cross. She had it knocked out of her hands, but it's picked up here by Wagner. Down top of the circle, Vozel throws up a three. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Chelsea Morton. Morton runs her back the other way, down the right side of the lane, kicks it out to Jackson, drives it to the hole, bounce pass down low. It's going to be out of bounds. Jackson trying to get it down to Williamson right underneath the basket and went right through her fingertips out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number five in the ball game now for Hastings College. 22-17. It's not been a thing of beauty so far, but Hastings has got a five-point lead over Ashford. We got 2 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the first half. Ashford will play things in here in backcourt. They get it to Ashley. Let's see, Ashley Wera into the ball game now for Ashford. Waringa has got the ball. Waringa brings it out here to a drain. Drain over to Ashley Waringa. Left side now to Quinn Rear. She holds the ball here against Tika Thompson, who's back into the ball game. Sarah Vozel's got it out here in 3 points. Territory drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot off the glass is going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Drain picks it up and scores. Ashley Drain wrestles the ball loose there underneath the basket and scores. That's a 22-19 ball game now. Hastings with a three-point lead with a minute and 37 seconds to play. Holly Hild has got it down for the Broncos. Free throw line extended right side to Berry at the elbow. Shot is up there. She banks one home. Michaela Berry now with 7 points in the ball game for the Broncos. Hastings back out by five, 24-19 here in the ball game. There's Brantner bringing the ball up. Kayla Brantner for Ashford University. Jackson will guard her. There's a feed down the right sideline to Vozel. They work it around the perimeter now to Quinn Rear as she holds the ball. A pass underneath the basket right through the fingertips of Brantner out of bounds. A turnover on Ashford. That's going to be their third here in the first half of play. And Hastings will come back the other direction with the lead. It is 24-19. Broncos out on top here. Just by the one-minute mark as Jackson trots her back the other way for the Broncos. Bounce pass goes to Thompson. Fakes the handoff. Dribbles down the lane. Her shot is up there. No good, but she's fouled in the play. And Tika Thompson will go to the free throw line now for Hastings College. The foul is going to go on Kayla Brantner. That's going to be her first foul. That's only going to be team foul number three on the Saints here in the first half of play. Going to the free throw line to shoot two, though, is going to be Tika Thompson, fouled in the act of shooting. Thompson was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line last night. And the winner over Rio Grande, her shot is up there, and that's an air ball. That's an air ball thrown up from the free throw line by Tika Thompson. Tika's had her problems from the so-called charity stripe this year. She's hitting only 46% of her foul shots. That one was not a pretty sight, as that one does not draw iron. 24-19 is the score. As a Thompson will have one more charity toss. Her shot is up there. That one is going to be short, no good. So she misses a pair, and the rebound comes down here to Ashford. That's a Sarah Vozel with the ball. Has it knocked loose. It's picked up here by Thompson, and a foul is going to be called. Going for the loose ball there was Madison Wagner.
And she picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. That's only going to be team foul number four on the Saints, so no free throws here. Hastings College will play things in on the far sideline with 46.4 seconds to play. Here in the first half, the Broncos have the lead. It is 24-19. Hastings gets it into a Berry. Boozer over on the right side of the dribble. Lobs it inside. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Jeldon, out of bounds, but was knocked out of her hands. And Hastings will play things in. Underneath their own basket to the right side. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Ashley Drain. Drain comes in, and Madison Wagner comes out. For the Saints of Ashford University, a team coming in here out of Clinton, Iowa. Hastings will play things in. Berry has got the ball. Berry, a long three, launches it. Shot is going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Sarah Wolzel. Wolzel has got the ball now for Ashford. Gets away to Brantner. Brantner down the near sideline. It's a 24-19 ball game. Hastings with a five-point lead. They're in the second round of the national tournament. That's going to be Rodriguez with the ball, picked up there by Tika Thompson. Bounce pass goes to the far sideline to Wolzel. Sarah Wolzel now with 16 left here in the first half. There's Samantha Rodriguez, 6 seconds on the shot clock. Inside to Wolzel. Her shot is up there. It's off of the left side. No good. Rebound comes out of Jeldon. Now to Jackson. Jackson runs her back the other way for Hastings. Drives into the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Rodriguez. And that is the end of the first half of play. First half comes to a close here in the second round of the national tournament. Hastings College has got the lead over Ashford University. The score is Hastings College 24, Ashford 19. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
I think you go into nursing because you have a vision of being able to make a difference in people's lives.
I remember the nurse when I was a child and going to the doctor's office. I guess that was what I always just wanted to do.
It's the nurses that make the difference as to whether a patient really feels good about being here and feels like they're in good hands. I think the nurses gained status.
Because they lived it, number one, but they also brought all that knowledge and expertise from many years of dealing with pretty much any situation that they might run into.
They became respected by the medical staff as very highly qualified registered nurses. So I'm kind of proud of that.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
The story behind the Goodwill store. My story is about my daughter, Laura, who lives with a developmental disability. I've seen her learn, grow, and blossom with the help of Goodwill. People living life to the fullest, accomplishing goals, and realizing dreams. What we all strive for. What Goodwill helps people do every day. Donate, shop, be part of the story.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Life is definitely good for Laura.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here this afternoon here on 1230 KHIS from the second round of the national tournament in Sioux City. Hastings College is struggling here, but Ashford is struggling worse. 24-19 is the score. Hastings hitting 33% of their field goals in the first half. Ashford at 25%. Our halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. That's Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington. So the scoring in the first half of play. Michaela Berry has got 7 points here in the first half to lead the Broncos Chargers. Michaela Berry has got a three-pointer, and she's got a couple of two-point field goals. 7 points for Berry here in the first half. 5 points for Abby Jackson. Jackson has got a three-pointer and a two-pointer. Jamie Van Kirk, she has got 4 points here in the first half. She's got a couple of field goals. Sierra Williamson has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Tika Thompson has got a field goal for two. She's also 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Rachel Jeldon, she is 2 out of 2 from the stripe. She's got 2 points in the ball game. Meanwhile, for Ashford, they're being led so far by Sarah Wolzel. She has got 6 points in the ball game. Wolzel, she's got a couple of field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the line. Brittany Cross has got a couple of field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5 points. Ashley Drain has got 4 points and a couple of field goals. Kayla Brantner has got a field goal for two, and Madison Wagner has got a couple of free throws in two attempts. She's got 2 points in the ballgame. Hastings out on top of Ashford here at halftime. The score is 24-19. The Broncos leading the Saints in this basketball game tonight. Hastings officially hitting 10 out of 30 from the field in the first half for 33%. Ashford 7 out of 28 for 25%. Hastings on three-pointers. They are 2 out of 10 so far for just 20%. Ashford 0 out of 7. Hastings from the free throw line, 2 out of 5 for 40%. Ashford is 5 out of 6 for 83%. The rebounds, the Broncos have 22. Ashford has got 21. Hastings with 9 offensive rebounds, 13 on defense. Ashford has got 8 offensive rebounds and 13 on defense. As far as the turnovers are concerned, Hastings with 6 turnovers in the first half of play. Ashford, they have committed 4 turnovers. The Broncos have 1 block shot and 3 steals. Ashford with 1 block shot and 2 steals. Leading rebounder for Hastings in the first half of play, Chelsea Morton has got 4. Sierra Williamson has got 4 rebounds. And the leading rebounders for Ashford, you've got Sarah Volzel with 4. You've got Brittany Cross with 4. And also Samantha Rodriguez with 4. Hastings College has got the lead here in the second round of the national tournament over Ashford University. The score is Hastings 24 and Ashford 19. You're listening to the Valentino's Halftime Show here tonight, brought to you by Valentino's at 604 South Burlington. Tyson Avronik, he is up next with Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHES. Tyson Avronik with you. Hastings College Spotlight brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. We're on the phone talking with Chad Power. He is the Journalism and Media Arts Department Chair, and he's joining us live from the NAIA tournament this week, because that's where a group of Hastings College students is busy producing and helping put together the NAIA tournament. Chad, first of all, appreciate the time.
Yeah, sure. Welcome. Thanks, Tyson.
Chad, let's talk just a little bit about what the Hastings College students are doing and have done really for the past several years. I've lost track of how many years you guys go up there to the tournament in Sioux City, but talk a little bit about what goes on this particular week.
Well, Tyson, back in about 2008, we were traveling up here following the Hastings College team, and the NAIA asked us, since we were going to be up here, if we would want to try and do all of the tournament games for the tournament video stream live to the NAIA website, and we said, well, we sure could try it. And so in 2008, we started doing 30 basketball games in 6 days for the NAIA. It's a lot of hard work, but we do a live broadcast, basically 5 cameras with play-by-play commentating and graphics and all the type of kind of like a live sporting event should be for the NAIA, and we get the opportunity to do it for 6 days straight up here. And then while we're doing that, we have the students working together to produce as many stories and feature stories and informational things going on around the tournament and putting that out to a website called mynaiattorney.org, and that's a website that our students put together specifically for this tournament.
Ted, you will talk about hands-on job experience that Hastings College provides students, and for students that are interested in going into the broadcasting field, in particular sports broadcasting, this is certainly right up the alley.
Yeah, we get a lot of engaged learning is what we call it. They're actually out here with side-by-side with professional journalists and media people doing what we typically would do in the profession, and this is just a great environment to have 6 days where we can focus on it, and we get the opportunity, if we run into something that doesn't work for us, we can try it again and make some adjustments and make it work for us for the next game, and it's just a great experience, and it's a portfolio builder for our students. They get a chance to say that they've worked at a national tournament at the NAI level, and then kind of a little capstone at the end with the semifinal games the last 2 years, this year and last year, we get to push our video stream to ESPN3 for the NAI and do those live broadcasts on ESPN3.
So for the NAIA and ESPN3 to be willing to partner with Hastings College, it just goes a long way to talking about what the work that the Hastings College students do here. It's really well appreciated and thought of highly.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things about the Tyson Event Center and the Sioux City team of committee members and directors. They're really supportive of the students. They help our students learn the ropes of what it takes to be in a professional environment like this, and it gives them the opportunity to practice that. And they've done a great job. They maintain a professional level of workmanship and skill level, and it's just something that I'm proud that the students are doing, and we're able to do it on an annual basis now.
And he's Chad Power, the Journalism and Media Arts Department Chair, joining us here on the Hastings College Spotlight. One last question before we let you get out of here and back to work, Chad. It was back in 2006, you might remember, a short 5'2" cameraman out there following the bouncing ball with the camera on the baseline, followed it a little bit too closely, camera broke. Do I still hold the record of being the only cameraman to have one physically break down during the NAIA tourney?
Tyson, I wish you were the only one, but no, that's actually happened a couple of times up here, and that's part of the professional realm. You do have equipment that fails and gets broken, and we have to deal with it. So it's part of the learning process. But we really enjoy it, and it was fun having you up here a few years ago, but it's hard to believe it was back then.
Yeah, well, I can rest a little bit easier knowing that that's still not on my college bill. But Chad Power joining us here on the Hastings College Spotlight. Chad, appreciate the time. We'll let you get back to work, and hope you have a great tournament.
All right, thanks, Tyson.
Again, the Hastings College Spotlight brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Don't go away. Second half of the Hastings College basketball broadcast is coming right up.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has many years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on home, auto, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings. Insurance with service since 1959.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City for the NAIA National Tournament at halftime. Hastings out on top of Ashford University. The score is 24-19. Earlier today, Concordia, they came up winners over St. Mary's out of Nebraska, the College of St. Mary's. Concordia winning today 92-82. Bailey Morris had 34 points for the Bulldogs. Concordia is going to play Jamestown in the round of Elite Eight, the quarterfinals on Saturday. Jamestown beat Cardinal Strix today 58-53. Briar Cliff today picked up an exciting win over a number one seed, Davenport out of Michigan. That was a team that was 32-0 in the season. Briar Cliff beat him today by the score of 55-53. So Briar Cliff in the quarterfinals. They'll play Tabor College of Kansas tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Tabor, they beat Southern Oregon today, 72-65. Hastings playing Ashford here, 24-19. Their score is at halftime. Wonder this ball game will play the game between St. Xavier and College of the Ozarks. That one is scheduled for 8:45 tonight. Another second-round matchup from earlier today. St. Francis beat Tennessee Wesleyan 64-42. St. Francis will play at 6 o'clock tomorrow night against either Morningside or Oklahoma Wesleyan. Those two teams will score off at 7 o'clock tonight. In the men's tournament down in Point Lookout, Missouri, we're down to one team from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That's Dakota Wesleyan. They're going to play the Ashford men tonight. What's going on right now is a 5:45 start down in Point Lookout, Missouri. Morningside, they lost today to St. Francis of Indiana by a score of 72-70. So Hastings College has got the lead here. As we start this second half of play, Ashford is going to have the opening possession of the second half, and Ashford will shoot to our basket to our right. 24-19 is the score. Bounce pass goes inside to a Volzel. She puts it out by the baseline. The shot no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up and in. Brittany Cross gets the offensive rebound and the putback. Hastings only 22-21 edge on the rebounding war in the first half of play, but Brittany Cross gets the offensive rebound and a putback, and it's now a 24-21 ball game. There's Van Kirk. Her shot is up there from three, no good. Rebound comes down to Ashford. Sarah Volzel has got the ball now to a Brantner. Ashford can actually tie here with a three-point field goal. Brantner bounce pass down low. Shot put up there by Volzel, no good. Offensive rebound, Volzel, follow shot, no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Van Kirk. Jamie down the near sideline for Hastings College. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Dribbles left and right across the free throw line. Gets it in the hands now of Abby Jackson. Jackson moves it over here to Samuelson. On the wing, behind the screen, moves it back down in the corner to Jackson. Drives it toward the goaler. Running one-hander is up there, no good. Rebound Morton back out to Van Kirk. Hesitates, drives it over here on the left side now to Jackson. Chelsea Morton inside down to Williamson. Her shot is up there around rim and down. Sarah Williamson scoring there as that one circles the iron a couple of times and drops down through the hole. 26-21 now. Hastings has got a 5-point lead again with 18:35 to play in the ball game. Here's Ashford working on the ball. Sarah Volzel has got it out here in the 3-point territory. Moves it over here to a Brittany Cross. Now to a Brantner. Just left of the circle, about 25 feet away from the basket. Brantner puts it on the floor, throws it to the far sideline, down to a Wagner. Madison Wagner drives the ball against Samuelson, goes for the basket. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot good. Madison Wagner puts back her missed shot there. Now it's a 26-23 ball game. Hastings College with a 3-point lead. Broncos on the ball. Here's a Jamie Van Kirk around the screen, drives it to the basket. Her scoop shot is up there. That one is no good. Ball tapped around. It is loose on the floor. It is picked up by Ashford. The Saints have the ball down the near sideline out of Madison Wagner. Splits a couple of defenders, drives the ball to the basket, throws up a shot good. Madison Wagner scores. She's got 6 points in the ball game. It is a 26-25 ball game with 17:42 to play in the basketball game. In the second round of the national tournament, Hastings still hitting only 33% of their field goals in this basketball game. There's a Jackson out here in 3-point territory. Jackson drives it into the lane. Down gets through it, out to Van Kirk for three. Shot is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down here to a Madison Wagner. Now Ashford has a chance to pull ahead with a field goal here. Wagner has got the ball at the top of the key. Sends it over here on the right side to rear for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Just bounces off of the iron. Rebound comes down to Samuelson. Ollie Samuelson back quickly for Hastings. Dribbles to the wing on the right side. Gets the ball in the hands of Van Kirk. Jamie with the ball. Jamie takes off, drives it to the basket, contact made, throws up a shot. That one won't go, and the rebound comes down here to Ashford. Ashford has got the ball back the other way. It's a 26-25 ball game. Hastings with a one-point lead. Ashford, the Saints, can pull ahead here. Brantner has got the ball. Brantner now to the top of the key to Wagner. Wagner drives it, gives up to Brantner now on the wing on the right side, top of the circle to a Brittany Cross. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Madison Wagner. She drives it against Samuelson. Wagner stops, throws it up there, shot good. Madison Wagner scores, and Ashford has got the lead 27-26 with 16:24 to play in the basketball game. Ashford has the lead over 12th-ranked Hastings College. Here's Van Kirk for three. Shot no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and they give the ball. Let's see. They give the ball to Hastings. Last touchdown there by Ashford's Sarah Volzel. Jamie Van Kirk having a rough day today. Hastings College shooting the basketball. Van Kirk is just 2 out of 13 from the field. She is 0 out of 5 from three-point territory. Hastings College will play things in. The Broncos now trailing by a score of 27 to 26. Here's Michaela Berry into the ball game. She throws up on a runner in the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound Jackson, and she's hacked on the arm. And a foul is going to be called here on Ashford. Foul's going to go on Madison Wagner. That's going to be her third personal foul. So Wagner now with three. That's the first team foul on Ashford. Here in the second half of play, Hastings will play things in. Van Kirk with the ball with her back to the basket. Spins away, drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. That one is no good. Rebound Williamson. Her shot's no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Chelsea Morton. Morton out to Van Kirk. Try it again. This one is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Sarah Volzel. Volzel throws the ball away down the near sideline, trying to connect with Brantner. They throw it out of bounds. Ashford turns over for the fifth time here in this basketball game. 27-26. Ashford University has got the lead over Hastings College here in the second round of the national tournament. Hastings trying to win their way into the quarterfinals tomorrow. They face either St. Xavier or the College of the Ozarks. That game is coming up later on tonight. Broncos need to worry about Ashford University right now. They're in the tussle here. Here's Tika Thompson driving the ball in the hole, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Thompson. Thompson lost the ball out of bounds, but she's also hit with an offensive charging foul. Thompson picks up her third personal foul. And now Ashford is going to play things in here in the backcourt. Hastings will attack back here. They get things in to Brantner. She runs it down the left sideline against Jackson. Brings it back to the center of the floor now. Ashford has got a one-point lead over Hastings. It's a 27-26 ball game. Ashford with a lead. We're in the second half, about 5 minutes in. Here's a Sarah Volzel with the ball. Down the near sideline. Rodriguez for three. Shot is up there. No good. The ball is lost out of bounds. Off of the fingertips of Williamson. And it'll be Ashford playing things in. Ashford is among the leaders. They're eighth in the nation in three-point percentage this year. They have failed to knock down a three-pointer yet in this basketball game. They got a timeout. Hastings 15:09 to play in the basketball game. Ashford has the lead. It's Ashford 27, Hastings College 26.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Sports for the 2014-2015 season. And by Valentino's. Get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Hastings 11 out of 41 from the field in this ballgame tonight, 26%. They're 2 out of 13 on three-pointers right now for 15%. Jamie Van Kirk, 2 out of 16 from the field tonight, 0 out of 7 from three-point territory. And Van Kirk in the ballgame for Hastings, our leading scorer. After he scored 26 last night, she's got 4 points here tonight on a couple of field goals in the first half. 27-26. Ashford has got a one-point lead over Hastings College. The Saints will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it down in the corner to Waringa, who's back into the ballgame now, to Rodriguez. Rodriguez comes out here into three-point territory. Hastings still in the man-to-man defense. That's a Volzel with the ball. Sarah Volzel, not a Waringa. Brings it out here to Samantha Rodriguez, picked up by Tika Thompson. Rodriguez dribbles it inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass here to Sarah Volzel. Volzel looking to penetrate. Can't do it. 7 seconds on the shot clock to get it inside. The shot is up there and in. Ashley Drain. Nice pass. Ashley Drain scores. And Ashford has a three-point lead. 29-26 is their first lead of the ball game, other than when they took over at 27-26. So this is their biggest lead of the contest. Leading Hastings College 29-26 here in the second half. A shot by Michaela Berry is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sarah Volzel. Volzel gets it to the far sideline out of Brantner. Brantner brings it back into the offensive zone here for Ashford. Over on the right side to a Rodriguez. Rodriguez out to a Brantner. Now to Rodriguez again. We're down to 14 and some change left here in the ball game. Samantha Rodriguez, two-handed pass goes over to Brantner. Free throw line extended left side. Caleb Brantner dribbling on the ball. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds on the shot clock. Brantner loses control of the ball, and it's picked up by Jackson. Picked up by Abby. That's turnover number six. Driving down the lane is going to be Jackson. Her shot is up there. No given. She's fouling the play. So Abby Jackson picks up that loose ball down there. The sixth turnover on Ashford. Goes coast to coast and brings it back. And she goes to the free throw line now. Trying to tack on a couple of points here for Hastings. She's fouled in the active shooting. The personal foul goes on Ashford. Jackson to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Jackson now 6 points in the ball game. That's her first free throw of the national tournament. She did not get to the line last night. Abby played a key role, though, last night. They went over Ryle Grand. She scored 10 points in the ball game. Had a couple of big threes early in the ball game. 29-27 now. Ashford has got a two-point lead over Hastings. Abby's next shot is up there. It's down through the hole. It's good. So the Broncos back to within 1 point here at 29-28. Is it Friday the 13th or what? Hastings College, a miserable night here in the second round of the national tournament. Here's a Brantner with the ball on the far sideline. Brings it into the offensive zone. Tika Thompson will guard here. And now we got a timeout called here by Ashford. The Saints call a timeout. We'll take a break. 13:35 to play in the ball game. Ashford leading Hastings. It's Ashford 29, Hastings 28.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College, they were upset in the second round of the 2010 tournament. They lost to a Grandview of Iowa that year by a score of 69-61. Could it happen again? Hastings is down by 1 point, 29-28. As Ashford trying to dribble the ball down the baseline there, was knocked out of the hands of the Saints. Ashford will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. 13:30 to play in the ballgame, 29-28. Ashford has got the lead. Saints have the basketball. There's Volzel driving down the baseline. They threw it out here to Drain. She moves the ball down the right side of the lane, puts Samuelson in the air, goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Volzel has got it. Follow shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Jeldon. Jeldon has got him for the Broncos. Now to Holly Samuelson. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Samuelson brings it to the left side of the floor. Now reverses. Comes out here. Gets it to Abby Jackson. Jackson into the hands of Thompson. Tika behind his screen. Moves it down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass out to Berry for three. Shot good. Michaela Berry hits a three-pointer from right in front of the Bronco bench. And that gives Hastings a two-point lead. 31-29 and a big three-pointer by Michaela Berry. 12:50 to play in the ball game. There comes Ashford back now. Quickly with the ball. Brantner has it knocked loose. Jackson goes for it. Brantner picks it back up. Down to Vogel. Vogel gets it to the top of the key now. With the basketball there is going to be Brittany Cross. Cross has got it out here to a Quinn Rear, who's back into the ball game now. Rear sends it back here on the right side. A shot for three is up there. No good by Cross, and the ball goes out of bounds. That was last touch there by Thompson. Tika Thompson got her hands underneath the basket there. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Ashford ball. They will play things in. 31-29 is the score. Hastings now leading by a couple of points on the big three-pointer thrown up there by Michaela Berry. Ashford will play things in underneath their own basket. Bounce pass. They get it to Cross, and her shot is up and in. Brittany Cross scores. She's got 9 points in the ball game, and we're tied up at 31 points apiece with 12:18 to play in the basketball game from the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena tonight. Abby Jackson down the lane. Scoop shot is up there and in. Abby hits another big field goal there. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. She scored 10 last night. Hastings back out to a 33-31 advantage. Ashford has got the ball. Samantha Rodriguez has got it. Rodriguez now to a Brantner, picked up by Jackson. Brantner dribbling right to left across the top of the key. Ashford looking for their second straight upset here in the 2015 national tournament. There's Samantha Rodriguez driving the ball down the lane. It's going to be knocked loose, and it's picked up here by Rachel Jeldon of Hastings. That's the seventh turnover now in Ashford in the ball game. Jackson from 15, shot no good. Rebound loose underneath the basket. Vogel has got it, and she's tied up on the play. Jeldon ties up Sarah Vogel. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Broncos, so Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Rodriguez checks out of the ball game now for the Ashford Saints. Also coming into the contest is going to be Quinn Rear. Going out is going to be Ashley Waringa. Hastings will play things in. Holly Samuelson underneath the basket. Comes over here to Berry. Michaela Berry takes a three-pointer. Her shot is up there. That one is off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose. It's going to be chased down by Samuelson in the corner. Samuelson gets the ball back out here to a Berry. Hastings working with the lead right now, 33-31. Michaela Berry driving down the lane, kicks it down in the corner. Tika for three. Shot good. Tika Thompson nails a three-pointer from the deep left corner, and Hastings goes out on top by five, now at 36-31. Tika Thompson, just a 36% three-point shooter, nails a big one, and there's a big turnover on Ashford. Right through the fingertips of Quinn Rear, trying to set things up offensively. Turnover number eight in the ball game for Ashford. Hastings 36, Ashford 31, just by the 11-minute mark. Here in the basketball game here tonight, the winner plays in the quarterfinals tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Here's Atika Thompson, leaves it out here to Berry. A long three, yes! Michaela Berry hits a three-pointer from a different area code. Berry now with 13 in the ball game for Hastings. And the Broncos go right back out on top, 39-31. Now we get a timeout, Ashford. This ball game was tied at 31 points apiece. Hastings on an 8-0 run there. A couple of three-pointers, Tika Thompson and Michaela Berry nailing threes. And Hastings back out on top by 8 points. We've got a break, 10:37 to play in the basketball game. From Sioux City tonight, it's Hastings 39, Ashford 31.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. We told you about Ashford, the eighth best team in the nation in three-point percentage. So far tonight, zip for 10. They have missed their first 10 three-pointers in a basketball game here tonight against Hastings. Broncos are now 5 out of 17 from three-point range for 29%. Hastings up to 31% in field goals now at 15 out of 48. Ashford hitting 31% from the field as well. They're at 13 out of 42. Hastings on an 8-0 run right now. The Broncos have the advantage over Ashford. It's 39-31. Ashford has got the ball. Rear has got it. Quinn Rear goes over here to a Brantner. This is the right of the circle. Brantner picked up there by Jackson. Brantner dribbles to the top of the key. Sends it over in the far sideline to Rear. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down right into the hands of Chelsea Morton. So Hastings just scored the last 8 points here in the basketball game. The Broncos have an 8-point lead, 39-31. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson brings it across the top to Berry. Wanted to pull the trigger and did not. Berry now drives it down on the baseline. Her pass down in the right corner. Samuelson for three. Shot is up there. No good, and she's fouled in the play. Samuelson is fouled in the play out here in three-point territory down in the corner. And Samuelson will go to the free throw line for three. Hacked on the arm here. Now I'm going to say it was, before the shot or after the shot. So no free throws here. The foul goes on Ashford, and Hastings College will play things in. This is going to be Jackson. Jackson sends it to the far sideline now to Michaela Berry. Berry behind the screen. Berry moves it down the lane. Gets it out here now on the wing to Chelsea Morton. Bounce pass comes out to Jackson. Jackson drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ashford. That's Warner with the ball, or Wagner. Madison Wagner with the ball down the far sideline. Wagner brings it out here in the three-point territory to Brittany Cross. Across the top to a Quinn Rear. Two-handed pass goes over on the left side down to Sarah Vogel. Hastings is on an 8-0 run. There's a lob pass inside, intercepted. Pass was intercepted there by Rachel Jull, and it was overthrown in the lane. 9 turnovers now. Berry for 3. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Brittany Cross. Brittany Cross with the ball for Ashford. Now to Kayla Brattner. Brattner goes over to a rear on the left side. Brings it across the top now to a Wagner. Madison Wagner holding the ball with 8:53 to go. Drives it down the lane. And the ball stripped away by Jackson, and the foul is going to be called. Abby Jackson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. So Jackson picks up her first foul. It's going to be team foul number 2 on Hastings. Here comes Van Kirk back into the ball game now. Michaela Berry will check out. 39-31 is the score. Hastings with an 8-point lead. The winner gets either St. Xavier, the number 1 seeded team in our pod, or the College of the Ozarks coming up tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Here at the Tyson Event Center in the quarterfinals of this national tournament. Ashford has got the ball. Here's Samantha Rodriguez, who's back into the ball game. Rodriguez right here at the top of the key, picked up there by Chelsea Morton. Good defensive pressure there by Morton. Over here on the right side, it's going to be Madison Wagner with the ball, top of the circle to a Brittany Cross. Cross brings it back to Brattner on the wing. Now down on the baseline, driving the baseline underneath the basket is going to be Wagner, and she's fouled in the play. Well, now they're going to say she was ball was knocked loose and it was out of bounds. So it's going to be Wagner playing things in. They get her into the basket. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Cross. Offensive rebound. Foul shot by Cross is up and in. Brittany Cross now with 11 points in the basketball game. 39-33 now. Hastings College with a 6-point lead. Here's a Van Kirk with the ball. Jamie Van Kirk dribbles down the lane. Jump pass comes over to Samuelson for 3. That's way off of the mark. No good. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Ashford ball. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's at 604 South Burlington. Coming up at 8:45 tonight here on 1230 KHS, we got the semifinals in Class C2 for the Boys State High School basketball tournament in Lincoln. Hastings St. Cecilia will be playing Battle Creek tonight. We'll have the action for you right here on 1230 KHIS. Madison Wagner with the ball now for Ashford. Goes over the far side. That's going to be a Brittany Cross. Down to Vogel here at the top of the key. Back out here near the 10-second line. That's going to be a Brantner behind his screen. Jackson will chase her. Brantner has still got the ball. Now has to get rid of it. She's double-teamed to get it in the hands of Cross at the free throw line. Down to the near side. A long-range three-pointer put up there is going to be no good by Wagner. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up. Shoots and scores. Wagner follows her missed three-pointer and scores for Ashford. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. It's 39-35 now. Ashford is trailing by only 4 points with 7:23 to play. Hastings with the ball. Here's Abby Jackson. Jackson comes over to Samuelson. Free throw line extended left side. Dribbling with it. Comes out here to Van Kirk. Van Kirk brings it back down in the corner. That's Samuelson. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Williamson in front of the basket. Her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Wagner. Madison Wagner with the ball up to the far sideline. Down to Brittany Cross. Here come the Saints. Cross comes to the near side. Stops here on the wing. Left open, but she won't take the shot. Madison Wagner has got the ball now. Wagner now to Vogel. Vogel lobs the ball inside. The ball's going to be knocked loose. Cross picks it up and scores. It was knocked loose momentarily from Brittany Cross, but she grabs her back and scores. She's got 13 in the ball game, and now Carey wants to call a timeout. 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the basketball game. We've got a timeout with a score. Hastings 39, Ashford 37.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Coming up after the ball game, we've got our player of the game and our coach's post-game show here tonight. Hastings out on top of Ashford University. The score is 39-37. Ashford, a team at 25-7 on the season. They picked up a win yesterday with the number 2 seeded team here in our pod, Indiana Wesleyan. 66-50, looking for their second straight upset here against Hastings College this evening. The Broncos leading with 2 points now. Here's Chelsea Morton, drives the ball down the lane. The ball is going to be deflected away, picked up by Jackson on the far sideline. Throws up a desperation shot at the end of the shot clock. It's going to be no good. Now we got a foul called. Here is bringing the ball back down the near sideline was Samantha Rodriguez for Ashford. And the foul is going to go on Van Kirk of Hastings. That's going to be her second. Second foul on Jamie Van Kirk. 39-37 is the score. Hastings right now up by 2 points, but Ashford's going to inbound the ball. Samantha Rodriguez will inbound it right in front of us here on the near sideline. They get it back into their offensive zone. Wagner has got the ball. Wagner flips it away to a Brantner. Approaching 6 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings with a 2 point lead here over Ashford, 39-37. Brantner drives the ball in the hole. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thompson. Tika Thompson, long pass down to four. They get it to Jamie Van Kirk, spins in the lane, puts up a shot. It's going to be up there. It's no good. Rebound is loose again. Goes out of bounds. Ashford ball. Jamie Van Kirk misses that one from about 2 feet away. Van Kirk now 2 out of 17 from the field tonight. 5 minutes and 48 seconds to play in this basketball game. Hastings 39, Ashford 37. Ashford will play things in here in backcourt. Brittany Cross has got the ball now to Brantner. Brantner moves it to the far sideline to Samantha Rodriguez. Rodriguez on the wing here. Rodriguez moves it to the free throw line, nearly lost control of the ball. Now to Brantner. Brantner gets it to a Sarah Vogel down to the far sideline. With the ball there is going to be Madison Wagner. Hastings still in a man-to-man. Here's Rodriguez, lobs the ball inside to Vogel. Vogel's a little short jumper over Van Kirk is up there. That one rattles out, no good. Offensive rebound, the ball stripped away. It is loose, it's picked up by Thompson, and now we got a whistle, and we got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called down here. And this is going to go on Ashford. So the Saints going to be guilty of a foul as they were battling for the loose ball there. It's going to go on Madison Wagner. That's going to be her fourth personal foul. So four fouls now on Madison Wagner. It's a 39-37 ball game. Hastings with the lead. There's a shot by Van Kirk from the free throw line. Her shot is going to be no good again. And the rebound comes down to Brittany Cross. Cross down to Brantner. Down the near sideline. Here comes Rodriguez with the ball. Ashford setting up in their offensive zone, trailing by only 2 points at 39-37. This is a Madison Wagner with the ball behind the screen. Wagner looking against the Thompson. Backs up, now drives it, gives it away here. Up the near sideline, that's Vogel. She moves it to underneath the basket against the Van Kirk. Back outside to Rodriguez for three. Shot is up there. That's short, no good. Rebound comes down to Chelsea Morton. Morton to the near sideline now. They get it to Atika Thompson. Hastings on a two-on-two break. Kicks it out here to Van Kirk for three. Shot is up there. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Ashford. Brittany Cross gets the rebound. 4:16 to play. We've got a timeout. We got a timeout. Actually, 4:15 to play. Now we'll take a break with the score. Hastings 39, Ashford 37.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the NAIA National Tournament. 39-37 is the score. Hastings out on top of Ashford University. We'll have to start checking some records here pretty soon. If the pace doesn't pick up, this might be one of the lowest scoring games in tournament history today. We'll send some cohorts to the record books. Fewest points by both teams is 76. So we're going to be all right. We're at 76 right now. So it's not going to be a record-setting performance here in a dismal way between these two teams, but it's going to be darn close. 39-37. Hastings with a two-point lead with 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Here's Samantha Rodriguez with the ball now for Ashford University, trying to stun the Broncos here in the second round of the national tournament. Hastings was stunned back in the 2010 tournament by Grandview. That's a team also out of Iowa. Here's Sarah Vogel from the free throw line. That's an air ball thrown up, and an offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there, no good by Drain, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Drain misses one from just the right of the basket. Jellin got the rebound. The Broncos have the ball now in a two-point lead, 39-37. Van Kirk, high left side, has got the ball, puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Berry for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Rodriguez. Samantha Rodriguez runs a three-on-two break. A pass is going to be deflected away. It is loose. It is still loose. It comes rolling out here, and it's picked up by Ashford. Picked up by Brittany Cross. Down to Samantha Rodriguez. Moves it down on the baseline on the dribble. Flips it away now to Brantner. Drives the ball to the basket as it knocked loose. Brantner picks it back up. Down to Drain. Drain comes over here on the right side of the wing. That's going to be Rodriguez with the ball. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Rodriguez for three. Takes a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk with the ball for Hastings. The Broncos have a two-point lead. 3 minutes to play in the basketball game. Berry for three. Yes! Michaela Berry hits a three-pointer from the top of the key. Berry's got 16 points in the ball game. Hastings out on top now by a score of 42-37. That was a long scoring drought right there. Driving for the hole is Rodriguez. Her shot is going to be no good, and she's fouling the play. Nope, it's going to be an offensive charging foul on Rodriguez. Berry is it with the offensive charging foul, or Rodriguez is it with the offensive charging foul there for Ashford. That's going to be her first foul, a turnover on the Saints. It's a 42-37 ball game now. Michaela Berry has given Hastings the five-point advantage now with 2 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings trying to win their way into the quarterfinals. This was a lot harder than we thought here tonight. I thought Rio Grande was a much better basketball team, on paper at least, and what we've seen from Ashford. But Hastings having a miserable night shooting the basketball here on this Friday the 13th. Here's Berry with the ball. Her pass is going to be deflected. It's picked up by Jeldon on the far sideline. Jeldon brings it back out here to Atika Thompson. Drives the ball down the lane. Scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose, and a foul is going to be called. Jeldon got the rebound, and she is fouled into play here. Brantner picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Taylor Brantner picking up the personal. That's only going to be team foul number, team foul number six, they say, on Ashford. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They just lob it out here to Tika Thompson. Tika inside the free throw circle. Hesitates, now drives it down the left side of the lane. Spins on the baseline. Puts up a shot. No good, but she's fouled in the play. And Tika Thompson will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. So a personal foul is whistled there on Ashford. And Thompson will go to the free throw line. Tika so far has got to 5 points in the ball game. She's 0 out of 2 from the stripe. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. She'll get one more. The portion of the scoreboard that shows the personal fouls has gone out all of a sudden. Tika Thompson will have one more shot. It is up there, and the shot is around the rim. Falls off, no good. So it's 42-37. Hastings College with a five-point lead. But it's Ashford with the ball as they come back the other way. Brantner has got it behind the screen. Brantner gets it here to the top of the circle now to Quinn Rear. Two-handed pass goes over on the left side to Madison Wagner. There's Vogel at the top of the circle. Sarah Vogel looking, goes over on the left side. That's Madison Wagner. Drives into the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Jeldon has a rebound. Has it knocked loose. Jeldon picks her back up. Down to Berry down the right sideline. Neither team shooting the ball over 30% in this basketball game. And now Carey wants to call a timeout. No, we've got somebody with some blood on their knees. We've got it's going to be Van Kirk. So Jamie's going to have to come to the sidelines here to wipe off her knee. Wipe the blood off, and we'll get back to action here. Hastings is hitting 27% from the field. Ashford is hitting 29%. Now Carey wants to burn a timeout to keep Van Kirk in the ballgame. We got a break with a minute and 38 seconds to play. 1:38 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break in the action here with Hastings out on top. The Broncos 42, Ashford 37.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Coming up at 8:45 tonight, we'll have the semifinals in Class C2 from the Boys State High School basketball tournament in Lincoln. Hastings Saints SA will take on Battle Creek tonight. We'll have the coverage here on 1230 KHAS. If Hastings can hang on here tonight, we will play the 8 o'clock game tomorrow night here in Sioux City. Hastings will either face St. Xavier, who's the number one seed in our pod, or the College of the Ozarks, a team that Hastings beat earlier this year down in Branson. So that would be coming up tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. We'd be on the air with a pregame show at 7:45 tomorrow if Hastings can hang on to this one, but nothing is in the book right now as Hastings has got a slim 5-point lead over Ashford University. Hastings will have the ball as we approach 90 seconds to play here in this one. Michaela Berry on the high right side has got the ball. Cross-court pass comes over to Jackson. Jackson puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Goes on the far side now to Holly Samuelson, now to Jackson. Jackson looking to penetrate. Jackson still with the ball, drives it into the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but she draws the personal foul. And Abby will go to the free throw line down for Hastings. The foul is going to go on to Sarah Vogel. A check that is going to go on to Brittany Cross. That's going to be your second personal foul. Second one on Cross. Abby Jackson to the free throw line. She's 2 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Jackson's free throw is up there. Short. No good. Jackson will get one more. Foul in the active shooting. Here comes Van Kirk back into the ball game now for Hastings. Checking out is going to be Chelsea Morton. Abby Jackson to the free throw line with the Broncos out on top by 5. Next one is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. So Jackson hits 1 out of 2. Hastings with a 6-point lead now at 43-37. Here comes a Brantner back with the ball now for Ashford. On the far sideline, Brantner brings it back to the center of the floor. Stops. Gets it in the hands of Rear. Entry pass to get it inside. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Vogel. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Van Kirk with the rebound now with 58 seconds to play. Jamie Van Kirk. With the ball for the Broncos just across the 10-second line. And now Curry's got to burn another timeout as Van Kirk was trapped. As she's the Browner across the midcourt stripe. So Hastings will burn another timeout. We'll take a break here. 52 seconds to play. Hastings 43, Ashford 37.
America, last year we did not get your billion back. We got your billions back. So many billions, we started thinking, this isn't tax season. This is refund season. And nobody gets more of your money back than Block. Guaranteed. Get your billions back, America.
Based on maximum refund guarantee, not everyone gets a refund. For details, visit hrblock.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 52.7 seconds to play in the second round of the national tournament here for Hastings College. The Broncos have got the lead, 43-37. Surviving here tonight. Berry's going to play things in down to Van Kirk. She brings it across the 10-second line, and immediately she's going to be fouled into play here. Foul into play by Ashford. That's going to send one of the best foul shooters in the country to the free throw line. Jamie Van Kirk will toe the mark here. She's a 90% foul shooter. Vogel picks up the personal foul for Ashford. That's going to be her second. So Van Kirk will go to the free throw line. She has not scored so far in the second half of play. She's got 2 field goals, but she is 6 out of 6 from the free throw line in the national tournament so far. She scored 26 in the ball game yesterday, including that performance from the line. Van Kirk's free throw is up there. She misses that one. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds. And they're going to give the ball to Hastings. They say it was last touched by Rodriguez. She says she didn't touch it down there. So Samantha Rodriguez touches the ball for Ashford before it went out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. A big break for the Broncos now with 47.1 seconds to play in this ball game. The Broncos are leading by 6 points, 43-37. Samuelson with him on the ball, and now we got a foul called. A foul here is going to go on Van Kirk. No, it's not. It's going to go on Sarah Vogel. And Van Kirk will go back to the free throw line. So they were pointing at Jamie, but then the other official came in there and they called a personal foul on Sarah Vogel. So it's going to be Hastings and Jamie Van Kirk going to the free throw line now. See if Jamie can get something to go down through the hole here. Missed one just a couple of seconds ago. 47.1 seconds to play. And now the head coach for Ashford, Kelly Kruger, is also questioning on who that foul was against. He thought it was against Jamie as well. Now he's unhappy with things over there on the far sideline as Van Kirk will go to the free throw line. So Jamie Van Kirk will toe the mark here for Hastings are trying to get something down. Her shot is up there, and that one is going to be good. Maybe that'll break her slump. Jamie Van Kirk now with 5 points in the ballgame. 2 out of 19 from the field tonight for Jamie. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. And Hastings now has a 45-37 lead. Later in the ballgame, here's Brantner. Gets it away. A three-pointer is thrown up there by Quinn Rear from NBA territory and beyond. It's going to be no good, and it goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. That one was jacked up from about 35. And now Ashford wants to call a timeout. Ashford calls a timeout here with 37.3 seconds to play. Hastings has the lead. It's the Broncos 45, Ashford 37.
The story behind the Goodwill store. My story is about my daughter, Laura, who lives with a developmental disability. I've seen her learn, grow, and blossom with the help of Goodwill. People living life to the fullest, accomplishing goals, and realizing dreams. What we all strive for. What Goodwill helps people do every day. Donate, shop, be part of the story.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Life is definitely good for Laura.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. You can pick up your favorite pizza at Valentino's at 604 South Burlington. Well, 37.3 seconds to play in this basketball game. Hastings is leading Ashford University by a score of 45-37. In one of the ugliest games we have played in the national tournament in recent memory. The Broncos right now have a 8-point lead. And the Broncos will inbound the ball here in the backcourt. Ashford with all five defenders back here. Holly Samuelson will inbound the ball now to Van Kirk. She is double-teamed and now getting a foul called here. And Van Kirk will go to the free throw line. And now she called a timeout. What do we have here? Carrie's question that both teams went to their respective huddles here, but there was also a personal foul called on Ashford, and they're going to give Ashford a timeout here, I think. All right, 34.4 seconds to play. We've got a timeout with a score Hastings 45, Ashford 37.
If your car, truck, or van won't get up and go when you want it to, call Carnes Auto Repair. Carnes Auto Repair does complete service and repairs, including oil changes, electronic tune-ups, fuel injection, heating and cooling service, and brakes and exhaust work. Also full and self-serve gas. Carnes Auto Repair is open from 7:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, and 7:30 to 1 on Saturday. Carnes Auto Repair, 2nd and Elm in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area athletics.
1230 KHAS.
So Ashford has already broken that huddle here. They're already out on the floor. Hastings is still in there. Huddle, this is obviously a long time out. Ashford, he's got that funny look on his face. The head coach, Kelly Kruger, over there, he's trying to figure out what's transpiring here. He called a timeout. These girls have been out there for at least 30 seconds. I don't know if he thought that was a 30-second timeout or a 60, but obviously it was a 60. And here come the Broncos back on the floor now. Hastings will play things in the backcourt. Ashford, they've got 10 team fouls now. Here in this second half of play. So any foul is in. Hastings in the free throw line, and that's going to be Berry. She is fouled in the play here on the near sideline. Michaela Berry, she goes tumbling out of bounds, and now she is slow in getting up here for Hastings. Michaela Berry right in front of the scorer's table is slow in getting up here. And she's going to try to walk it off. She's going to go to the free throw line. So Michaela Berry will walk to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Looks like she's all right. She's kind of chatting with Jamie Van Kirk as she comes up the floor. So the foul there goes on Brittany Cross. That's going to be her third. Now Berry goes to the free throw line. First opportunity tonight of the free throw and is up there and in. She was 6 out of 7 from the line yesterday. Michaela Berry has got 17 points in the basketball game here tonight for Hastings. She's been our savior. Here's the next one. It is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Ashford. Ashford has got the ball running back the other way. That's going to be Brantner with it. Moves it to the far sideline. Now at the rear, a long three-pointer is thrown up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down here by Jeldon, and she goes down on the baseline as well. A couple of players go tumbling down as they scramble for that loose ball. The foul is going to go here on Ashford with 20.5 seconds to play. That's going to be on Brittany Cross. That's going to be your fourth personal foul. Now we're going to walk to the other end, and we'll have some more free throws coming up here with Rachel Jeldon. Jeldon has got 2 points in the ball game thus far on a couple of free throws. 2 out of 2 from the line. And she'll toe the mark here for a couple of more. Ashford over the 10-foul limit in the second half of play. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be short. That one just barely draws iron. So Chelsea Morton coming into the ball game now for Hastings. Here comes Holly Hilden. Van Kirk will come to the bench for Hastings. Also coming out will be Michaela Berry. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Rachel Jeldon. And Hastings is now getting a 10-point lead at 47-37. Hastings has scored the last 8 points here. There's a three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good by Wagner. Battle for the rebound. Brought down here by Morton. And she's going to be fouled into play. This game was at 39-37 in favor of Hastings with 6:40 to play. And Ashford has not scored in the final 6 minutes and 40 seconds of this basketball game. At least the last 6:31 because we're down to 9 seconds to play here in the contest. Going to the free throw line is going to be Chelsea Morton. Morton has not scored so far tonight. 54% foul shooter on the season. Her shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. So Hastings is going to survive here tonight. But they're going to have to play much better tomorrow, no matter who they face, St. Xavier or the College of the Ozarks. That'll be their next round opponent tomorrow night. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Morton, and she's going to be tied up on the play. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of Ashford. So the Saints will play things in. Here in backcourt now with 7.2 seconds to play. Ashford down the far sideline. Here's a Brantner. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Flips the ball away. This is going to be rear. Throws up a three at the buzzer. It's going to be no good. And Hastings College survives here tonight. Hastings College into the quarterfinals of the 2015 NAIA National Tournament. Well, it wasn't easy tonight. Boy, they had to scrape and claw for everything they got here tonight. The Broncos eventually winning by 11 points at 48-37. Hastings will move to 24-8 on the season. They'll play again tomorrow night at 8 o'clock here in the national tournament against either the top-seeded team in our pod, St. Xavier, or the College of the Ozarks. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with the pregame show at 7:45. Ashford, they wrap up their season with a mark of 25 wins and 8 losses. Hastings College wins it tonight over Ashford, 48-37. Stick around. We got a recap coming up next.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
The history of Mary Lanning is pretty profound.
The Lannings, who lived right down just a block over, were a fairly wealthy couple here in town. And they had one daughter, her name was Mary.
She was away at college, and when she came home for Christmas, she got sick.
They were unable to cure her.
She was the only daughter, so Mr. and Mrs. Lanning wanted to do something to memorialize her.
And because she had wanted to be a social worker, her parents chose to develop the hospital and the School of Nursing.
But they also wanted to be sure that that didn't happen for any other people in the community.
I would hope that we all remember that young lady who was wanting to do good for the world and never had the chance.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College wins it here tonight over Ashford to score 48-37. The Broncos got to a 7-point lead in the first half at 17-10 with 9 minutes and 2 seconds to play. They led by 5 points at halftime, 24-19. Ashford came back to tie the score at 31 points apiece with 12 minutes to play. Hastings then going on an 8-0 run. A couple of big three-pointers from Michaela Berry and Tika Thompson. Hastings led 39-31 with 10:37 to play in the basketball game. And then Ashford came back again. They got within 2 points at 39-37, but they didn't score again. Ashford was shut out for the final 6 minutes and 40 seconds of the ball game. Hastings going on a 9-0 run to end the contest. And the Broncos survive here tonight in an ugly, ugly basketball game. Final score of 48-37 in the contest tonight. Michaela Berry led the way for Hastings. She had 17. Abby Jackson had 10. The other scores for Hastings, you had Sierra Williamson score 6. Jamie Van Kirk had 6 points tonight. She was 2 out of 19 from the field, 0 out of 8 on three-pointers tonight for Van Kirk, our leading scorer. 5 points for Tika Thompson, 3 for Rachel Jeldon, and 1 point for Chelsea Morton. Hastings was 10 out of 20 from the free throw line. Ashford, they did not get to the free throw line in the second half. They hit 5 out of 6 in the first half. The leading scorer was Brittany Cross. She had 13. Madison Wagner had 10. Sarah Volzel, she had 6 points in the ball game. Ashley Drain had 6. And also scoring was Kayla Brantner. She scores 2 points in the ball game here tonight. Final shooting numbers, Hastings 16 out of 59 from the field, 27.1%. Ashford, they were 16 out of 60 tonight for 26%. On three-pointers, Hastings 6 out of 22 for 27%. Ashford, 0 out of 18. Yeah, one of the better three-point shooting ball clubs in the nation. They were ranked in the top 10. They were 0 out of 18 from the field tonight. From three-point territory. On free throws, Hastings 10 out of 20. Ashford was 5 out of 6. Rebounds, Hastings had 45. Ashford had 48. Saints had 18 offensive rebounds and 30 on defense. Hastings with 19 offensive rebounds, 26 on defense. 9 turnovers in the ball game for Hastings. Ashford had 12. Broncos had 2 block shots in the contest, and Ashford had 1. Again, Hastings College survives here tonight as they beat Ashford by a score of 48-37. Stick around. We got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has many years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on home, auto, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings. Insurance with service since 1959.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online, www.hastingstribune.com.
Again, Hastings College wins it here tonight over Ashford University. The score of 48-37. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. It was Michaela Berry tonight, scoring 17 points, leading the Chargers. Berry hit 4 3-pointers in the ball game. Abby Jackson, she had 10 points in the ball game tonight. Chelsea Morton, she had 11 rebounds. Had, 5 on offense and 6 on defense here tonight. All candidates for our Player of the Game, and we'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings College is going to be Michaela Berry. Berry was 6 out of 12 from the field tonight, including 4 out of 8 from three-point territory, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Pulls down 1 rebound. That was a defensive rebound. Scores at 17 points. Had 1 assist as she played 22 minutes and some change here tonight. Michaela Berry, our player of the game tonight as Hastings College knocks off Ashford by a score of 48-37. Stick around. The coach's post-game show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Hey, whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
I came back here at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Carrie will have some housekeeping duties to perform here in the national tournament. We don't have access to the coach for some reason here at the national tournament following the ball game that gets jerked away to meet with the national media that's covering the NAIA national tournament here today. John Perrone is expected to join us here on the post-game show. Our assistant coach for Hastings College following the Broncos' win here tonight over Ashford University by a score of 48-37. We got a special guest. Carrie is going to join us here on the post-game show. We jerked her away from her nighttime activities here. She'll join us on the post-game show following our 48-37 win over Ashford University today. And Coach, I don't know if I should congratulate you or what, but we got out of here with a win tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's that time of year where you don't really get too mad about it. You just survive and advance. And again, you know, just comes down to just that toughness of and mindset of sometimes it's not pretty and you just got to grind it out. And I'm proud of our kids for kind of showing some grit and some resilience. And, you know, the ball wasn't going in the basket, and they're a pretty good defensive team. They're just solid. They They make you kind of work for everything you get. That was a super physical game. There wasn't very many fouls called. So proud of our kids, and we'll take it, and we'll move on to the Elite Eight.
Tell you what, how many games have you won shooting 27% from the field, number one?
I think maybe one or two. You know, and that's something we talk about all the time. We talk about defending and rebounding, even though our rebounding was maybe not as good tonight as it was last night. Those two things will allow you to be in games. And, you know, if you can be solid defensively, you really only got to score one more point than the other team. So if we can hold them to 37 points, then 48's good enough.
Yeah, they score a 19 in the first half, 18 in the second half. You keep them scoreless for the final 6 minutes and 40 seconds of the ball game. And you've been preaching that all season long. If you can rebound and play defense, you're going to be in a lot of games. And tonight is an indication of how important that is.
Yep, absolutely. It's defending and rebounding has been, you know, the thing that we've kind of hung our hat on all season long, and that's what we'll continue to do as long as we stay alive here.
Now, if you come out a game like this, how do you get ready to go again tomorrow? You're going to have to play, obviously, much, much better tomorrow to stay in this thing. You just forget about this one. You don't have time to really worry about it, do you?
Yeah, just move on. Just move on and make sure that we're as prepared as we can be for whoever it is, whether it's Call of the Ozarks or St. X. Both of them are great teams, and we'll have to play well. And, you know, you can't worry about today impacting what you do tomorrow. You just got to have a short-term memory and move forward.
Michaela Berry was the girl that steps up tonight. We talked about Chelsea in the pregame show stepping up last night. Tonight it was Michaela Berry with Jamie having an awful night tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of those things where we knew they were going to key on her, and she got some good looks. Seemed like her legs were maybe not quite under her. She was short on a lot of shots. Hopefully, you know, we can fix that, and she just needs to probably drive her legs a little bit more. But regardless, Michaela was huge tonight. Michaela's not scared of big moments, and she's definitely not scared to take shots. And, you know, she did a good job tonight of kind of recognizing Jamie was struggling and being willing to kind of step in the role. And again, we talked about that in the pregame show. It's somebody different every day, and that's what makes a good team good.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow in the Elite Eight.
Great, thanks, Mike.
Yep, Kerry Hofstetter, the head coach for Hastings College, getting the Broncos picking up the win here tonight over Ashford, 48-37. In this basketball game, Hastings, let's see, we had two lead changes in the ball game, and the score was tied once. Other than that, Hastings able to pick up a win 48-37 in this ball game here tonight. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball in 1230 KHAS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
So we got to three teams from the Great Plains Athletic Conference right now into the quarterfinals of the NAIA National Tournament. We could have four. Morningside is getting ready to take the floor right now against Oklahoma Wesleyan. Final game tonight will pit St. Xavier up against the College of the Ozarks. We'll play the winner of that ball game tomorrow night at 8 o'clock here at the Tyson Event Center. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with the pregame show at 7:45. The action at 1 o'clock tomorrow. We'll have Briarcliff taking on Tabor. Briarcliff today upsetting a number one seed in Davenport by a score of 55-53. Davenport out of Michigan. Jamestown will play Concordia at 3 tomorrow. At 6 o'clock, it'll be St. Francis against the winner of this ball game. St. Francis picked up a win over Tennessee Wesleyan today, 64-42. But Hastings will play the nightcap tomorrow night at 8 o'clock against the College of the Ozarks or St. Xavier. That ball game again coming up at 8:45 tonight. Michaela Berry scoring the 17 points for Hastings College. in this basketball game here tonight. Berry hitting 4 3-pointers, and the Broncos survive on an ugly night for college basketball as neither team hit over 30% from the field in this ball game tonight. And Ashford was 0 out of 18 on 3-pointers. And Hastings College survives tonight 48-37 as the Broncos improved to 24-8 on the season. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll have the Class C2 state semifinal ball game from the Bob Devaney Sports Center as Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Battle Creek tonight. Tip-off time will be at 8:45 for that one. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHAS. So that'll wrap things up from Sioux City. We'll see you again tomorrow night in the quarterfinals of this national tournament. For my producer and engineer, Bailey Crow, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Sioux City.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.